Well, we've been talking about numbers during Easter season of Lent, haven't we? You remember what numbers we've talked about already?
Katie wasn't here last week.
Katie wasn't. I know she missed that. We'll talk about it in Sunday school and catch her up.
We talked about number four.
We did. Four was the first one. That was the four points of the cross. And 12 was the second one. Remember what 12 was?
12 disciples.
12 disciples. And last week was 30. Remember what 30 was?
30 pieces of silver.
That's the one. 30 pieces of silver. They listen. Yay. This week, we're going to talk about the number 3. Now, when we left last week, Jesus had been arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. And some of his disciples were there with him, right? And that we talked about them being his friends, not just his followers, but his friends. But when Jesus was arrested, his friends weren't allowed to go with him.
Why?
Well, because the soldiers took Jesus away. And the disciples, they were scared. They were fearful because anyone that followed Jesus was also in danger. They could be arrested too because those soldiers, they were looking for anybody that followed Jesus. Now, Peter is the disciple we're going to talk about this week because Peter was one of those people that was scared. And he was afraid. He was afraid that if he got caught, he would be arrested too. Well, here's where the three comes in that we're going to talk about this week. Have you ever been to a farm and heard a rooster crow?
I know.
Okay, well, let me tell it then. You can tell it later. Okay? Have you ever heard a rooster crow?
Yes.
Can you crow like a rooster?
I can, but it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing? Well, then we definitely should hear it.
I can do it.
You did a good job. Very good. Well, Peter, that night that Jesus was arrested, people kept asking him if he didn't know Jesus, if he was one of those people that had been following Jesus. And Peter, three times that night, said, "Nope, you've got the wrong man. That's not me. I don't even know who he is." But after the third time that he said that, the rooster crowed.
It was morning.
And Jesus had previously told Peter that he would deny him three times before the rooster crowed. And Peter didn't believe him when Jesus said that. Peter said, "I will never deny you, Lord. I would die before I would deny knowing you and being your friend." But Peter did. He denied knowing Jesus, and he heard the rooster crow three times, and he realized what he'd done. He realized that he had denied Jesus just like Jesus said he would. But here's the best part of that story. Jesus forgave Peter. He forgave him because he knew he was going to do it. And Jesus was perfect. But Peter wasn't. Peter was just like us. He made mistakes. And he was sorry for him. And that's the best thing we can say about forgiveness, isn't it? Jesus forgives us, just like he forgave Peter. And when we do something wrong, all we do is say we're sorry. And we ask God to forgive us and the person that we've wronged. And Jesus forgives us, just like he did Peter. Isn't that a great story? Yeah. Let's have a word of prayer and ask God to watch over us. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that Peter sinned. He was not perfect, just like we sin and we're not perfect. And we know that Jesus forgives, just like he forgave Peter. We ask you to watch over us, guide us each day. And when we do wrong, Lord, help us to ask for forgiveness. In Jesus' precious name, amen.